As we consider today the mystery of Christ healing the sick, I want you to consider three questions. In fact, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand after I've told you all three of them. I want you to think about, have you ever asked God for yourself or someone you love to be healed from sickness, an accident, an injury? Second question, have you ever seen that prayer be answered where that person is healed? And the last question, have you ever asked God for that healing and it didn't happen? So let me ask you those questions. How many of you have ever asked God for yourself or someone you love to be healed? Raise your hand. Most of us, perhaps all of us. Second question, have you ever seen that prayer answered where that person was healed? Okay. Third question then, or last question, have you ever asked God for that healing and it didn't happen? Yeah. So if you answered yes to any of those questions, I answered yes to all of them, but if you answered yes to any of them, then you, like me, want to understand a little better this mystery of Christ healing the sick. So I have three more questions, not to raise your hand, just three questions for us to consider. How do we really know if Jesus is healing anyone? Why would he heal anyone at all? And why would he choose not to heal someone? Those three questions this morning. So first of all, how do we really know if Jesus is healing anyone? Well, the most obvious way would be those times when there's no other explanation. That's what happened in the gospel today. There's no doctors, no medicine, no surgery. He just cured them, and they were healed. And that still happens today. Every saint who is canonized is only done so after their intercession from heaven leads to two miracles. And those miracles are almost always healings. Healings that are thoroughly investigated and cannot be explained, medically or scientifically. Yes, it happens today. It happens here. A couple of years ago, I laid hands on a woman by the baptismal font. I anointed her with the holy oil before a major surgery to remove some kind of tumor she had. She goes in that week, and it wasn't there. Go home. There's nothing to remove. You know, the role that Jesus plays in healing is probably more complicated when there is another explanation. I remember visiting one of our homebound, and she said, this morning I had such a headache, Father. So I took an aspirin, and I asked Jesus to take away my headache. And he did. And I'm thinking, well, why'd you do that? Now we don't know whether it was Jesus or the aspirin. Yet when we pray for someone who's sick, or when I anoint someone who is sick, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't pursue medical remedies. Jesus may choose to work through them. Or he may choose to work in spite of them. Which leads to our second question, and our third question, for that matter. Why does Jesus heal anyone? And why would he choose not to heal someone? And it really comes down to one thing. What is most helpful for your salvation? And not just the sick person, but everyone around them. Now, the reason he healed those people in the gospel is so that they would believe in him. It's no different today. The reason he heals someone today is not so they can have 10 more years to work or 6 more months with their grandkids or a chance to see their daughter graduate from college. Unless those things are important for their salvation. Maybe God healed that person so that they would tell everyone they know that Jesus healed them. Maybe God healed that person so that that person or the people around them would reconcile themselves with someone or bring their marriage into the church or go to confession or detach themselves from their possessions or their retirement or whatever it is. God healed this person so that this person or someone around them would know that he is God. That's a great thing. But if that's such a great thing, then why does the Catechism say this? It says, "But even the most intense prayers do not always obtain the healing of all illnesses." It's a direct quote. "But even the most intense prayers do not always obtain the healing of all illnesses." Why? Isn't that hard to hear? Why doesn't he just heal everyone so we'd all know that he is God? But the Catechism continues that we also have to learn, as St. Paul had to learn, when the Lord said, "My grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." The reality is that sometimes what's needed for our salvation is healing, ours or someone else's. And sometimes what's needed for our salvation is not healing, ours or someone else's. But ironically, in both ways, what Jesus is doing is healing.